This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fetch Slap. I'm Aileen.
I'm Samantha.
Hey, and we have to talk today about Vanderpump Rules finale. Sammy apparently earlier today told me she had a lot of thoughts about it. So I said, save them for the podcast. So go.
Well, it's really hard to remember what all of my thoughts were, but I thought one of the most interesting... First of all, can't believe these two are married, but, like, then again, I kind of can.
Did you cry? I cried a little.
I didn't cry at all. Happy to say that.
I cry anytime anybody cries on screen. Like, I don't know. I didn't genuinely believe that he's so in love with her, but I just felt...
I thought that the whole thing was super disingenuous.
Well, it's a fucking show.
Well, they were really dating.
Yeah.
Okay, the second thing I thought was interesting.
I just want everyone to picture what's going on here. Sammy's holding her little dog. You could see it on our Snapchat, _betches. She's holding her dog as if she's Dr. Evil.
Yes. I just got a new dog a week ago. His name is Bruce Springsteen, and he's a Boston Terrier. And you can follow him.
Oh my God, I will not endorse this.
Do not follow him on Instagram.
Anyway.
At Bruce the Batch.
Okay.
No underscores or anything because he's pure.
Okay. That's so enough.
So back to Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Didn't you think it was like weird how Lisa pretty much offered Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval a new bar while they were at his wedding and Schwartz was like, no.
Yeah. That was really fun. Also, Tom Sandoval hysterically crying and wiping his tears against the dog was probably funniest thing I've ever seen. Tom Sandoval is the best. He's so funny and how he hysterically cries and like shows his emotion is just overwhelmingly hysterical.
Yeah, he needs to chill.
I think it's a great idea for her to get them a bar. Like, it's another television show, probably.
She'll obviously take, like, at least 70% of that.
It's a partner. She's probably not going to give him anything.
Well, I think, we'll find out.
The best, though, is, like, the minute Tom Schwartz hears about commitment, he runs away at his wedding.
Yeah. That was amazing.
And also, Lisa was like, Schwartz needs like one commitment at a time. Like, why would you want to go into business with him?
Right. I don't understand. Well, they need it. Otherwise, it would only be called Tom.
Not Tom. Yeah. I don't know. When she was like, he'd be an excellent front. I was like, he's like a clown. Like, why would he be like a professional?
Because, okay, what she means when she says he'd be an excellent front is that he's an amazing centerpiece of her own show.
Totally.
So there needs to be a destination because everyone who's a fan of Vanderpump Rules has like probably already been to Sur if they've been to LA.
Yeah.
Like, everyone does that. So I think that they need a new place and that place is going to be Tom Tom.
So what else did you think about this?
Jack's crying was interesting. Oh, Jack's about Ariana and Stassi. So this whole season, I've sort of felt that like the real reason that Stassi doesn't like Ariana is because Ariana like doesn't give a shit about her.
Yeah.
Which like obviously anyone who's Stassi can't handle that. So I felt very vindicated where it was like clear that she wanted like Ariana's attention and like affection.
Yeah, right.
And by vindicated, I mean like
when she's like, we're the same person, and Ariana was just drunk.
Yeah, Ariana's just like, no.
Yeah, like, I really love Ariana.
Me too. She and Tom are the best ones.
They're the best couple. I totally agree.
Yeah.
What about Sheena and
the end? Yeah, really sad.
It was really less terrible. Sad. It was less sad, more like I don't know how to feel. I didn't feel. Like, I didn't cry for them.
That's weird.
Like, I didn't cry for Shay because it was sort of really, like, he was like, I just love my work. And, like, come on.
Right. I just think that he was like, well, when you have a passion to stay in the studio until 6 a.m, like that, then, you'll understand. Like, you're so condescending and rude. Like, what are you talking about? You're doing drugs in your studio. Like, why are you acting like?
It's also the best after that. He just, like, runs away with his, like, purple suitcase. bright purple suitcase.
The thought I had was like, oh, if someone ever told me that we were getting a divorce and then I had to pack, I would literally lose it.
Yeah, I would call a TaskRabbit. For sure.
I would lose it more over the packing than the divorce, probably.
Yeah, I would call a TaskRabbit to pack all of my shit up while I went to a bar. Like,
yeah.
That would be the best.
Yeah.
Did
we miss anything?
I don't know. I can't think, but I'm really excited for a reunion.
Yeah, same. A lot of like smaller comments throughout the thing, but they're like,
oh, okay. The brothers' speeches.
Oh, they were wasted.
They were so funny. They're like, yo, man, you're great. Bye.
What I don't understand is, like, why they, like they were all like, Sandoval and Jax, like, brought Schwartz's brothers. It's like, why didn't Schwartz's brothers
bring themselves?
Like,
they couldn't afford
Schwartz's
it.
Parents
the point was that they paid for them.
Oh.
To come here. They right. paid for all three of their identical flights.
Them. Was it them or was it Bravo, though?
Yeah. No, I feel like it was them.
How much do you think Bravo paid for, percentage-wise?
15%.
That's nothing.
I feel like they did it.
If I were Tom and Ariana, Tom and Katie, I would have been like...
Because wouldn't...
I'd have been like, I'm just not going to get married on your show and let you film it if you don't pay for it.
Wouldn't Bravo be like, I prefer the drama of Tom crying over the fact that his brothers aren't here?
Right, sure, maybe that aspect, but, like, the entire wedding itself, like, I don't understand why... Like, they're expected to provide this plot line.
Yeah, it's pure comedy.
When the entire season revolved around it. Like, all the marketing of the season was around their wedding. They didn't even pay for the wedding.
You don't think Bravo paid for the wedding?
You said only 15%.
Oh, I thought you mean 15% of their flights.
Oh, no. They either paid for the whole flight or none of it.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think they split it on credit cards. Bravo and Jackson Sandoval.
Three-way split. Speaking of funny shit, this weekend we are having a comedy tour, 7 cities, 1 day. It's April 1st, obviously, April Fool's. Get your tickets. You can get it at, what is the link?
I think it's betches.com/comedy tour.
We'll confirm it at the end of this podcast.
Okay, just Google Betches Comedy Brunch.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, no, we're not going to tell them just to Google it. You guys go fuck yourself and Google it.
Just Google it.
But basically, it's a ticket. It's a brunch. And you watch amazing comedy in 7 cities on 1 day. Yeah. It's amazing. And we're going to be in the New York one. So if you're from New York and you want to come meet us,
yeah,
you better show up.
It's on the Insta story also with ticket links. The 7 cities are New York. Fuck, I can't list it.
New York, somewhere else, plus other places.
L.A., San Fran, Chicago, D.C.
Virginia, D.C., Boston.
Boston.
Virginia
is Boston. No. Philly, San Francisco.
What is a state?
Okay. Have you ever heard us try to do a blog?
Yo, I failed geography tests.
I don't think this is a geography test.
You're right.
It's not.
What is it?
It's like knowing it's what the fuck is going on.
Okay. So don't forget, it's Betches Comedy Brunch. It's going to be so. And if you listen to J Train's podcast, Jared Fried, he's our host at the New York one.
Yeah.
So amazing.
It's going to be fun. Look on our Insta story for tickets and on our website.
Yeah.
And there will be more Instagrams in the coming days. So be sure to check back.
Yeah. Circle back.
Should we?
Follow up.
Please advise.
Please. Any updates here?
Is it work the worst?
Yeah.
It's the worst. Okay. Should we do a
dear
betch?
Dear betch. Yes. Okay.
Dear betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Do you want to read?
Yeah, sure.
Let's have Bruce Springsteen read.
Brucey. Oh, he's just sleeping. He's the perfect pup. You should really follow him on Instagram.
Don't remind anyone Bruce, where it is.
It's at Bruce the Betch.
Okay, go. Read.
Okay. Dear Betches, I've been a huge fan for years. Love the podcast. Love the website. Love the brand.
Thanks.
Thank you. This is my favorite part of the letters.
I know.
I'm crying. I've never written in for a Dear Betch, but I ran into a situation, was hoping to get your guidance. One of my best friends is getting married this May, and we're obviously currently prepping for her bachelorette party.
Bachelorette.
Yeah. It's in Scottsdale, and she's ready to party, like Kristen Stewart would have said.
Yes.
Like, not Stewart, Wig. Duh, what
am
I saying?
Yeah.
It's a huge group of girls. So we're all buying our plane tickets separately. You mean Bravo's not going to sleep with you? Two of my close friends asked me to buy plane tickets with them so we could fly together. Here's the problem, though. They both had sex with the same guy. In fact, the first girl to sleep with this dude lost her virginity to him. The late bloomer, but it's cool. They were friends with benefits, nothing more, so it was chill when they ended it. Then a month later, he started dating my other friend. They were in completely separate friend groups, so it wasn't weird. Now they are engaged, which is awesome.
Wait, who's engaged?
Wait, but this friend of mine has always been a little bit of a BSCB, meaning she pretty much hates any girl that's ever been with her man. Personally, I think it's pretty juvenile, but that was her problem. And so they both asked me to fly with them. So I try to fly with both and try to convince my friend the other girl is awesome, or do I have to choose one and ditch the other? Thanks so much for your help. XO, Betch in the Middle.
I'm so confused. Who's engaged?
Okay.
And what?
Is it that okay, two girls hooked up with this guy.
Yeah.
One is the virgin. One is the bride.
No, I don't think it's the bride because engaged. Why would she? I think it's a different engagement. She just happens to be engaged because why would she invite her?
But she's to engaged her to the guy. Party?
Yeah, she's a bridesmaid. Right. She happens to be engaged with this dude. Right.
Okay. So, I feel like it's awkward for like the engaged person more than, or it's.
I would have a talk with the both of them and just say, don't make it weird. Like, yeah. Oh, you can buy that hat, by the way, if it says don't make it weird. It's on shopbench.com. I would just say don't make it weird because you're also, like, if they're going to start making it weird on the plane, one of them shouldn't even come to the engagement, like the bachelorette.
Right, like, you're on a plane. You can't escape. You can't just leave. You can't just flip a table and
freak out.
But you
know what I mean?
Out.
Like, so what's the question? Do I try to fly with them both and try to convince my friend the other girl is awesome? I wouldn't try to convince anyone to do anything. I would just say, like, get the fuck over it. Don't be like, don't make this weekend awkward for everyone, because if you can't make, you're sitting on a plane, it's not that big of a deal.
Also, if the one who hooked up with him first but was a virgin, like, if this now he's engaged to the second one, it must have been like kind of a long time ago. Like,
yeah, I feel.
So like it needs to be.
Yeah. Also, or just like if we're going to fly together, sure, fly together, but like sit in separate seats.
Or talk to each of them. Yeah, you're not going to get the same seat. Or just talk to each of them and be like, are you cool with this? And then ask the other one, are you cool with this? And if the answer is no, then just like all fly separately. It's just weird. I don't know.
It's just a very strange
question. Totally understand. But one thing I will note is that if you're having a bachelorette party, you should probably check out our bachelorette collection available on Shop Betches, because we make really cool non-cheesy shirts, no cheesy penis.
And we can also plan your entire bachelorette party in terms of swag.
Yeah, part of it is a concierge service where we'll design your Snapchat filters, your hashtag. We'll work with you to customize things.
It's literally amazing. We've had like a flood of emails coming in for us to do it. So like now there's a wait list, actually, but you should definitely check it out. It's betches.com/betches. I need like a list of links.
Yeah,
whatever. Just go to shopbetches.com and click bachelorette.
You'll find it.
I think this question was more so for this girl. She was like, I'm stuck. What do I do? I have these two bitches who just want to hang out with me, and what do I do?
You're so popular.
Just tell the other one, this person's coming. If you can't deal with it, I'm flying alone.
Yeah, that's actually a great answer. So wise.
I'm
do you want to read the other one?
Yes. Dear Betches, I first found your podcast through the J Train podcast. Oh, so funny. That we just mentioned him. And I'm hoping you foxy ladies can... Is this a dude? No. Foxy ladies can give me some advice. I just started a new job in D.C. about a month ago, and I really love it. However, I still kind of feel like an outsider. The office is small, 10 people total, 3 are young women, and I am by far the youngest person in the office. I'm only 22, and the next person is 27. To complicate things, the young women in the office are still really good friends with my predecessor. Let's call her Sarah. Her name's definitely not Sarah. And she comes into the office and hangs out with them all the time. Despite my best efforts, being really outgoing, inviting my coworkers out for happy hour, etc., these women and Sarah don't seem too interested in getting to know me and becoming friends. When Sarah isn't around, the girls are really nice to me, but it seems like every day all I hear is Sarah did this and Sarah said that, and it's really starting to drive me crazy. Maybe I'm being overly sensitive, but every time that happens, I feel like what they're really saying is you'll never measure up to her. Any advice on how I should handle this situation be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, the new Betch in the office. Cool. I love career advice for still guys. Keep sending them. Betches@betches.com. That's her email address. I can never.
She's not really sure if it is. It is. It'll come through. Yeah, it'll come through. Don't worry.
Slapped@betches.com. So. What would you, this is a good question. I feel like a lot of people deal with this kind of stuff when you come in and everybody's already friends. How do you just sort of fit in?
I feel like this is one of those situations, it just kind of sucks. Like it's one of those things like everyone has to go through this or something like this.
Yeah, because even if you started a startup or somewhere, you might go somewhere else and you'll be the new person there. So my advice is really just don't try too hard in terms of like socially. Don't try really hard at your job so people like respect you and realize, oh, this girl means business. Like means business. I should be friends with her. She might help me out. Right. I feel like that might be the best approach. If you try too hard socially, like stick your nose in like people's happy hours or do whatever, I feel like that's not, because then they're just going to be turned off by you. They're going to be like, oh,
right,
she's trying so hard. How annoying is she?
Right. Just let it take time and like, yeah, try your hardest not to let it bother you. Like, you're great, I'm sure. Like, you have friends. Like, the thing with work friends is that, like, you don't need to be friends with them. Like, you're not there to make friends.
Yeah.
Literally, this is the Bachelor. You're there for work. So yeah, just do a good job at your job. Act friendly and nice. Yeah. And just,
like, helpful.
Regular. And, like, don't be too overbearing. And, like, over time, you'll probably form, like, relationships with them, yeah, even if you're young. And that might just be what the dynamic is, but it
and
it can
to
be
answer
fine.
Your question, they're not like saying you're not as good as, right, Sarah or quote unquote Sarah. They're just saying that they just miss her because she left.
Right.
But they're not saying you're so, like, they're not directly saying that you suck.
Right. It's probably feels personal, but I doubt it's personal. They're probably just friends with this girl.
Yeah.
And you're not going to replace her, but you shouldn't replace her because you ain't Sarah.
She's irreplaceable. Beyonce.
Shall we sing?
So I just tried out my parachute sheets that they sent us, and they're literally life-changing.
They're amazing.
They're really, really comfortable. It makes, like, modern bedding, like, sort of really just comfortable.
Right. And the experience getting them was amazing. They let you do a 60-night trial, even though I'm going to definitely keep them. But let's say you don't want to, you can do a 2-month trial. And then you can, if you're not obsessed as we are, you can just send it back. They donate them to Habitat for Humanity,
oh, that's
which
so
is
nice.
The woke of them. And
please never say that again.
I think, okay, I should keep saying it.
Okay.
But anyway, no, they're really amazing. They take them back really easily, but you really don't need them back because they're actually awesome. So, Betches, you should visit parachutehome.com/betches. You'll get free shipping and free returns on this amazing bedding.
So comfortable.
I recommend the powder blue linen ones.
Yeah.
Those are the ones,
yeah,
that I got.
I got the linen ones too.
Like, so nice.
They look really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that's parachutehome.com/betches. Okay, let's play some games. Okay, these are really good that we have prepared on our little outline. If you want to see some behind the scenes of our little outline, you could go on Betches Snapchat, the_Betches.
Yeah, we're being seriously Snapchatted during this.
Yes.
It's really fun.
Yes.
But I also now feel, not only do I have to watch what I say, but what do I look like?
You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you this one.
Okay.
Would you rather only wear leggings for the rest of your life or never wear leggings for the rest of your life?
Never.
Right. Okay, what if this question was changed to denim?
Also, never. Because you need to wear, there are occasions where you cannot wear denim and leggings. Like,
no,
you,
just denim. Denim's different.
Or, no, but like, because think about it. You can't, like, go to a wedding wearing denim.
But could you, though?
No.
Like, what if
you have to wear denim at your own wedding?
What if you're a never nude and you wear denim shorts under all of your outfits?
No, but you would have to wear denim to your own wedding.
Yeah, a never nude. You could wear denim shorts. See, I would answer and say I would wear only denim for the rest of my life. All I wear is jeans. I love jeans so much.
Right, but maybe you could discover, like, some nice pants from Zara or
Pantalones.
Something.
Yeah, like, that's where I get my jeans. What are you fucking talking about?
Right, but you could also just get, like, the regular kind of pants or shorts or skirts or a dress.
Ugh, I love jeans.
Yeah, I love jeans too, but I don't want to have to wear them, like,
same,
on fancy
occasions.
Same,
am I wearing jeans right now?
Yes, but I'm also wearing jeans, but I'm saying I would not wear them because I would, because for all.
Okay, here's what I would do.
Wear
I would
them
only
the
go to black tie optional weddings
and
wear
then
jeans.
You would wear jeans?
I would wear, like, a chic, like,
what if you
long...
got invited to the Oscars?
Yeah, jeans.
No, you would not wear jeans.
Jeans. Ask me a question, I'll say jeans.
Is that from something?
No, it's from this right moment right now.
Oh, Bruce is trying to eat the microphone.
Oh, little Brucey woke up from his nap. Okay, go next.
Okay, would you rather wear a black tie gown on every coach flight for the rest of your life or have to wear sweatpants on every date for the rest of your life? Oh my god, I guess a black tie
black
gown.
Black tie gown, because it would be so funny. Like, yeah. Imagine going on a flight.
You would
like,
be a meme.
You would be just like the girl in the black. But it would get old, honestly. It would get old.
It would suck. But you could just wear a jacket, and then it just looks like you're wearing a really long skirt.
Yes. That's true. Black tie gown could come in different formats.
Yeah, or you could just like roll
or you could
it
just
up.
Be like a fancy ass bitch and just go on the flight with your black tie gown.
Yeah. People okay. used to travel in suits. Like,
people still do.
No, I don't mean like, I don't mean.
Are you a dressed up traveler? Or are you more? I mean, I know the answer to this, but tell the audience.
I know you think I'm a dressed up traveler because no. I once wore stretchy jeans on a flight last week.
No, did not think that. I was going to say no. We're comfortable travelers.
Oh yeah, of course we're comfortable.
We're the Erica Janes.
Right, of course we're comfortable travelers. But last week you called me out for wearing.
I was drunk
jeans
on that
on
flight.
Were you
on the way back? Wasn't I?
No, it was on the way there. I was wearing jeans.
Why
they
would
were
you
stretchy,
wear jeans?
Though. They were stretchy.
Yeah, no sane human would dress. I knew the heels. Remember, you know how people wore heels at the airport?
That's what I'm talking about. They used to wear suits and like.
Me, my mind.
Like in Catch
Me If You Can. Celebs do it and like the housewives.
Well, that's because they're getting photographed.
They're also going on private flights.
Why would you wear heels on a private flight?
Yeah, I would literally wear.
I would wear what I wear right
piece.
Now.
No, yeah. You're wearing jeans.
Oh, if I were... No, I don't mean like right now. I mean in general when I wear like now on flights.
Okay.
I feel like every time we're on this podcast together, we have like a weird verbal misunderstanding.
And also I feel like it sounds like we're really high.
Right, I know. But we are going
to
do that
we
one day.
We have to experiment one day when we just smoke a lot and then just come on this podcast and see what happens.
We are going to do that one day. Next time we're on together.
Yeah, that would be really funny. I mean, we wrote like the first book really high, didn't we?
Yeah. So we're especially funny.
Or don't tell my parents. Okay.
They can listen to this. It's public.
It is?
Oh my God. My mom.
NPR?
Wait, last week, my mom texted me and she goes, I'm catching up on the Betches podcast. I'm on election day, but I've been listening for a really long time and you girls are so funny. I'm like,
thanks,
just
mom.
Please stop. Like, I don't like know what I've said. Please stop listening.
No, mom is Eileen is a great support.
Yes. My mom is our number one fan.
She is.
She really like
love that
she
bitch.
love that bitch. She would like travel across the world to see us. Like
she buys all of our new collaborations on Shop Betches.
She does. Like,
honey,
that's...
do you want? Can I get this? Don't give me a discount code. I was like, I am going to send this to you for free. Stop it.
Yeah, she hasn't bought the Bachelorette shirts, but I guess that's because she hasn't needed them yet.
Yes, not yet. Yeah. Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read it. How much? Oh my God.
We actually talked about this
at length on that same plane where I made fun of you for wearing stretchy jeans. How much would it cost to have a stranger that is also a grown, overweight man? What kind of words are these? This is not a sentence.
It's just like so redundant.
How much would it cost to have
write
a
this
stranger?
For the record? Jordana, yeah,
Jordana writes our outlines and then we discuss them, and that's why it's also really fun because it's a surprise.
She makes the schedule of shit talking.
How much would it cost to have a stranger that's also a grown overweight man sit on your lap for the entire duration of a flight from New York to Los Angeles? Oh, I see. This is like the flight spech. This is the flying traveling spech. Are we going somewhere? No.
No. Yeah, we are. And we're going to Coachella. Yeah, we're going to Coachella in 2 weeks with Just Fab. We just started. We're about to announce a new collaboration with them. We're coming out with a merch line for them for Just Fab Online.
Yeah.
So we're going to Coachella. We're having a big party and apparently like some sort of bus. And
we'll snap it all.
We'll let you know about the bus.
Watch us. Okay,
yeah,
so
I have a
let's answer this.
I have a grown overweight man sitting on my
lap right
now.
He's not a man and he's not a stranger. You started his Instagram account.
At Bruce the Betch. Follow.
Okay, so how much would it cost for you to have that for the entire, it's like 5-6 hours.
I like already told you it cost me 50,000 and then you convinced
50.
Me.
50.
Yeah. 50. And then you convinced me that I should go for less. Like,
okay,
and then
well,
you.
Here's my answer. I would do it for like $5,000, maybe like $7,000. But then if you said here's $2,000, I would say okay.
I don't think I would do it for $2,000.
It's slightly uncomfortable, but then you can just go buy a nice
Your
bag.
Your legs
or something.
Are going to fall asleep.
Well, I would tell him to adjust.
He's on your lap. He's a grown, overweight
My
man.
Question is which stranger who is an overgrown
yeah, what
man?
If he's
what if it's like a
harasser?
No, I was going to go the other route, like a celebrity harasser. You're a harasser. No, like a hot celeb.
Do you know any grown overweight men? Alec Baldwin. He can sit on my lap.
He's skinny these days.
He can sit on my lap for free.
Okay, well, there's it's depends. So what's how much?
Okay, Alec Baldwin for 1,000.
What about if Alec Baldwin's like, no money, I'll still sit on you?
No.
You'd say no.
You can sit next to me.
What about 500?
500, yeah, because then I would get the story.
So you just went 500, you went half down. You went from 50 grand to $500.
Only for Alec
real
Baldwin.
Fast.
Only for Alec Baldwin.
What if it was...
What if it was James Gandolfini?
R.I.P. Sammy, how dark is this?
I love him, so.
You still love him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say yes to that.
For what?
I don't know. I just want him to talk in Tony Soprano's voice.
Yeah. If he talked in Tony Soprano's voice, he could do it for like...
Christopher. Oh my God.
Agabagool.
I need to watch that again. Yeah.
Oh, for like the eighth time?
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, Maron.
Yeah, okay. I always start it over and I think, oh, I'm going to start over. I'm going to just watch The Sopranos for a week straight. And then I end up watching one episode, falling asleep and forgetting about my goals.
Yeah. You know what I recently started doing is like at the gym, I would watch a show. Now that Verizon gave us unlimited data, I would watch. That was not a plug for Verizon. I would watch a show on
my
phone.
But we will plug you, Verizon. Don't worry.
Yeah, call us. I would watch a show on my phone, and I'm like going through them, and now I'm thinking maybe I'll start rewatching The Sopranos for just that reason because there is so many hours.
But how do you enjoy like exercising without music?
Because I'm watching a show, it goes by even faster.
Does it?
Yeah,
I've never had that experience, but I guess maybe I'll try again.
Here's my reasoning: I would just be on the couch watching that same show. You know, and then you put yourself on like walking on the treadmill or running or on the elliptical and there you go.
Right. But don't you feel so much more motivated hearing like
no
music? No.
You know what song is the best recently?
What?
Stay.
Oh, yeah.
Stay. That's what it's called.
Stay.
The most recent song.
Stay.
It's so good.
Yeah. Did
oh
you
my
just
God.
Find this out?
No, Jordana wouldn't stop. When we were in South By, she would just keep playing it every time we worked out. She's just on repeat.
Yeah.
Like every time. Oh,
she's
let's work out.
She had to do that.
Yeah, she owned with one song for like a solid whole trip.
Yeah.
And we're like, you've killed it. Anyway, you guys should listen to Stay. Don't forget, this podcast is over now. Don't forget to follow us on everything humanly possible. The underscore Betches on Snapchat.
Bruce the Betch.
No, Sammy, no. And you should definitely email us everything you could possibly think of at slapped, SLAPPED, at Betches.com. We'll answer your dear Betches. Ask us crazy shit, but it's only if it's real. We can see right through you. And don't forget that our comedy tour is this weekend. Get your tickets. I'm not sure if it's sold out or not. But
it's sold out in one city.
Betches.com/betches-who-brunch-comedy- guess, wait for it, tour. And
wow.
Then get your tickets and we'll see you there.
Yay. We really will though.
We will. Okay.
We'll be there.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.